Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. The Tigers are off until the NCAA tournament. Auburn will find out its bid on Monday at 5:30 Central Time. Now joined by Tigers head coach Lester Cook, and two vastly different matches at the SEC tournament. A 4-0 win against Kentucky, and boy, then a heartbreaker against Tennessee, coach, for you over in Athens, Georgia.
Yeah, you summed it up pretty well. Against Kentucky, it was great. We we didn't take them lightly. Obviously, they're a good team, and they came out and played great, and continued with our amazing doubles, which bled into the singles, was super happy. And I actually enjoyed, we didn't get to hit on the main courts until that match, so being able to play on the courts and get a feel for it, I was optimistic that was going to help us against Tennessee. The next day against Tennessee, they're a really tough team. We had chances to get the doubles point, which I don't know the last time we've lost the doubles point. We've been so consistent there. So it was a tough loss to not get that point. But we came out in singles, and I think we won four first sets. Was optimistic about, Carolyn having beaten that girl before at number one. Unfortunately, it went three sets and she ended up losing that one. We fought hard. It was 3-3, and then it came down to Ava at court six. She hasn't been in the lineup the last couple, 5 or 6 weeks. We plugged her in. She's done an amazing, amazing job as a freshman to be in that pressure situation. But ultimately, it was just too tough, and we lost that one. And it was a big heartbreaker.
What's the message to the team, coach, after that? And not only that, but then you've got almost 2 weeks now before you play your next match at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to stay optimistic. We're having a great season. And now also that Georgia went on to win the tournament. They beat A&M in the final. We beat Georgia. Like, that's something positive that we can build on. And know that we are that good of a team. We've had some bad luck and unfortunate losses, but we're still a top caliber team, and we can do some big damage at NCAA tournament. And one more chance, there's nothing to hold back on. And I hope that we can have a great showing.
Auburn right now projected to be the number 17 team in the country when those rankings are released today. If that holds, then Auburn is one spot out of hosting in the NCAA tournament. Coach, how do you deal with that? How does the team deal with that? Knowing it though, that this team has performed well on the road this season.
Exactly. We traveled a lot. We've had a lot of experience on the road. So if we have to travel, that's what we'll do. Obviously, it's always better to have home court advantage for the first two matches of NCAAs. But it doesn't matter. We're whatever comes, we'll deal with it. We've been dealing with a lot of adversity all year, so we're ready.
All right. The rankings are the seedings and everything. The draw will come out Monday at 5. Until that point, coach, just talk about this week of training for the team. I've got to think that some of that's a little bit of rest and recovery, and then starting to ramp up now as you get ready for the NCAA tournament.
You're exactly right. I mean, we haven't had, 2 weeks or 12 days of no competition this whole season. So exactly, rest, get healthy, get the energy levels back up, and get ready for, back-to-back weekend of matches here or there. It doesn't matter. So a lot of rest this week, and then ramping back up into match play and making sure we're still tough. Not too much time off can sometimes be a bad thing, and if you lose the point play and the match play scenarios. But I think we're ready, and we'll be fine.
All right. DJ Bennett right now, 10th straight or 10th ranked singles win of the season, 29 overall singles wins for her this season, which is top 10 in program history. If you would talk a little bit about what DJ has done for you and what she continues to do for this program.
Yeah, I mean, she has been stellar. Very, very coachable. Easy to talk to her and bounce ideas off her. And one of those players that once you tell her something, she does it right away. And to her credit, she's been an amazing competitor. So, you know, in the match, just making little adjustments here and there. We've had a great relationship, and I've been really happy to work with her. And she's a great player. I mean, that's it. You know, we can coach and we can tell them what to do, but ultimately they have to go out and do it. And she's doing a great job, and never, you know, very selfless. Just a great player to have on the team.
Got to think this is an exciting time now. You're getting ready for the NCAAs. I mean, regardless if you're home or you're away, you're in the NCAA tournament. You're getting ready for the big dance at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I was so excited for SECs. I really, really thought we could win it and we were going to win it. So, you know, that was tough, but exactly. I'd rather win an NCAA championship than an SEC. So here we go.
All right. Auburn will find out. It's been to the NCAAs Monday at 5:30. We'll talk about it again Tuesday on This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. Thanks for the visit, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Lester Cook on This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.